Our recent segments of Daily Bread have been devoted to the 15th Psalm and the questions David asked of Jehovah, namely, Jehovah, who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? David addressed these questions, one negatively, that is, characteristics an individual should not have, and two positively, characteristics an individual should have. The remainder of our study will focus on the positive nature of those who seek to sojourn in the tabernacle or dwell in the holy hill. He that walketh uprightly and works righteousness. To walk denotes a manner of life. To do so uprightly is to do so perfectly, that which is complete in all its parts. That which we are to work is righteousness. Righteousness is God's standard, God's pattern. When considering man's condition before God, we are told that God made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. It is the result of the many inventions that separates man from God. On the other hand, the psalmist identifies that giving attention to and following God's pattern of conduct will achieve a status of walking uprightly, saying, "Blessed are they that are perfect in the way, who walk in the law of Jehovah. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that seek him with the whole heart. Yea, they do no unrighteousness, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us thy precepts, that we should observe them diligently. Oh, that my ways were established to observe thy statutes, then shall I not be put to shame. When I have respect unto all thy commandments, I will give thanks unto thee with uprightness of heart. When I learn thy righteous judgments, I will observe thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly." Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8. This life is filled with trials and tribulations, but we need not lose hope. For the Apostle Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is acceptable to him." Walking uprightly and working righteousness is a choice we can make. Do we seek to sojourn in Jehovah's tabernacle, to dwell in his holy hill? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Joshua saying, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve Jehovah, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah." Joshua 24 and verse 15.